Our gospel reading today shows us that to be with Jesus means to be served by Jesus and also to serve with Jesus. Our gospel reading from Mark begins with two disciples coming to Jesus with a request. The request is that each of the disciples would sit side by side with Jesus on his right and on his left when he comes in glory.
在今日我们读的福音告诉我们，同耶稣一起是意味着要接受耶稣的服侍，并且与耶稣一起去服侍其他人。我们的福音读经在耶稣的两个门徒向耶稣提出的要求。当耶稣荣耀降临的时候，这两个门徒都要求同耶稣是并排的，坐在一起，一个坐在耶稣的右边，一个坐在耶稣的左边。
Jesus responds that these two disciples don't really know what they're asking for. Can these disciples, James and John, drink the cup that Jesus drinks, he says, or be baptized into the death that Jesus is baptized with? The disciples, of course, say they can, and Jesus says, yeah, you'll drink up the cup and you'll be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit on my right or on my left is not for me to grant, but for whom it's been prepared.
咁耶稣回答佢哋话：佢哋唔知道自己所求嘅系乜嘢。雅各同埋约翰，你哋可知道我所饮嘅杯，我所喝嘅杯，你们能喝吗？我所受嘅洗，你们能受吗？当然佢哋话：我哋可以。耶稣话：我所喝嘅杯，你哋也要喝；我所受的洗，你们也要受。只系坐喺我嘅左右，不是我可以赐的。
Jesus then goes on to focus his disciples' attention and our attention on not being great or having a special place of honor or status, but instead on serving with Jesus. When the other 10 of the 12 disciples heard that these two, James and John, were trying to have a secret meeting or special honor or inside track with Jesus, they all become angry.
咁然后耶稣继续等我哋嘅注意力呢，唔系集中喺伟大，以及系处于荣耀或者特别嘅特殊嘅地位嘅上边，而系等我哋知道我哋应该以服务服侍为中心。当十二个门徒其中其他另外嗰十个门徒知道雅各同埋约翰想同耶稣秘密嘅聚会。 并且有咁样嘅特别嘅要求，喺要特别嘅荣耀嘅时候咧，佢哋都好生气。
Jesus then calls all of his disciples together. He wants to gather them together. He teaches them about service, and he says, you know how the leaders of the Gentiles or the nations rule it, lord it over them. They have high officials exercising authorities on the lower ones. But Jesus says, not so among you. Instead, whoever wants to be great must be a servant. And whoever wants to be first must be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many.
咁耶稣跟住将所有嘅门徒呢召集喺埋一齐，对佢哋讲：你哋知道外邦人有尊为君王嘅主去主宰佢哋，有大臣操纵同埋管辖佢哋，但系喺你哋中间唔系咁样。 相反，喺你哋中间，谁愿为大，就必作你们的佣人；喺你哋中间，谁愿为首，就必作众人嘅仆人。因为连人子嚟到呢个世上，亦都唔系要受人嘅服侍，而系要服侍人，并且要舍命为多人嘅赎价。
Jesus is, of course, the Son of Man who came not to be served, but to serve and give his life for the salvation of the world. And our gospel reading today shows us that to be with Jesus is to be served by Jesus and to serve with Jesus.
耶稣是人子，人子来到，并不是要受人的服侍，而是要去服侍人，并且要舍命在十字架上为多人的赎价。我们今日读的福音表明， 同耶稣喺一齐，就系要接受耶稣嘅服侍，并且同耶稣一齐去服侍其他人。
To really serve day in and day out like this, the Jesus way, looks like caring for our families and doing the work that God has given us patiently to do, to even serve and love strangers. That takes a lot of strength and persistence. Service like this, what does it look like? It's making meals, right, for a loved one. Working, paying extra bills for a family member who's sick. Praying in the middle of a busy day. Taking time to text a friend who is losing hope. All of this service takes commitment and courage.
咁係一日復一日咁樣去增進咁樣去服務，去服侍或者彼此相愛，照顧我哋屋企人，做上帝交俾我哋應該去做嘅工作，甚至喺地鐵上面去服務或者去愛一啲陌生嘅人，係好需要力量同埋毅力。好似呢啲咁嘅服務，包括為我哋嘅親人去做飯啦、煮餸啦、工作啦，並且支付醫療費用啊嚟治療我哋屋企人。 喺忙碌嘅一日裏面去祈禱或者為他人祈禱，花時間為失去朋友、失去希望嘅朋友去發短信去安慰佢哋。所有呢啲呢都需要係有承諾同埋勇氣。
To serve with Jesus begins being served by Jesus. That's why he came after all, to serve us, to serve everyone, to give his life for the world. In Jesus, then, we find that strength to serve and the pattern to serve and who we serve with. In our gospel reading, Jesus points us to that. He speaks about baptism, which he is baptized, and the cup which he drinks. This baptism is the baptism of his death on the cross. This drink is the drink of his crucifixion and suffering on the cross. Jesus suffers and dies for our sins, for our forgiveness, for our strength to serve. All of that. He came not to be served, but to serve and give his life for the life of the world.
同耶稣一起去服侍，是始于被耶稣去服侍。耶稣嚟系为咗去服侍我哋，并且为我哋献出佢嘅生命。喺耶稣里边，我哋有力量去服侍、去侍奉，为我哋今日所读到嘅，喺我哋今日所读到嘅福音里边，耶稣讲到佢受嘅洗礼同佢所喝嘅杯。 呢啲洗礼系佢死喺十字架上边嘅洗礼，呢个杯系佢受难同埋受难嘅时候所饮嘅所喝嘅。耶稣为我哋嘅罪系受苦，并且死，赐俾我哋宽恕生命同埋救赎。耶稣嚟到呢个世界上，唔系要受人服侍，而系去服侍世人，为世人嘅生命献出喺十字架上边佢自己嘅生命。
Jesus also says in our gospel reading that his disciples, his followers, will be baptized with the baptism that he is baptized, drink the cup that he drinks. And scripture teaches this for us, that when we are baptized, we're baptized into the death of Jesus Christ and raised to new life of service to others. Scripture also shows that when we receive communion, the very body and blood of Christ given for us on the cross, we are one in the death of Christ. One in his risen life, broken now for us to eat and to drink. And this broken body of Christ in the sacrament of communion, it makes us full. It makes us full of peace. It empowers us to be servants with Jesus.
耶稣在我们今天所读到的福音里面还说，他的门徒、他的追随者，将受他所受的死亡的洗礼，并喝他所喝的杯。 圣经教导我们，当我们受洗嘅时候，我们就系受洗归入基督嘅死。我们被提升到为其他人服务嘅新生活。圣经亦都话俾我们知道，当我们领受圣餐嘅时候，即是耶稣嘅身体同埋宝血嘅时候，我们就喺耶稣嘅死里边合而为一。而家因为我们咧已经系被破碎，等可以供俾我们嚟食。耶稣喺圣餐里边。 破碎嘅身体，等我哋可以成为一个合为一个身体，一个门徒嘅家庭，得到呢个权利，可以同耶稣一齐去服侍。In
baptism in the Lord's Supper, Jesus serves us. We're served by Jesus, his grace, his power, to give us focus and strength to serve with Jesus. And if we want more service with Jesus, more focus on devotions, prayer, love, patience, commitment, self-control, good attitudes, we go to confess our sins. We remember our baptism in Christ. We go to communion. We kneel down and receive the body and blood of Christ, which makes us whole and stronger in faith, hope, and love.
在洗礼和圣餐里面，耶稣是服侍我们。我们受到耶稣的服侍，祂的恩典，祂的力量，所有这些都是等我们集中精神，并且加强我们可以跟耶稣一起去侍奉，去服侍。如果我们想要更加专注于灵修、祷告、服侍、侍奉、爱心、内心、满足、自我控制，我们就要去认罪，记住并且更新我们在基督里面的洗礼，参加圣餐，并且接受基督的身体和宝血，令到我们的信心、我们的希望和爱心是更加的坚强。
In our gospel reading, Jesus gathers his disciples or followers together and teaches them about service and service to one another. And Jesus does that today, doesn't he? Gathers us together, his disciples, his followers here at this altar, brought together in the name and the remembrance of Jesus as we kneel down to be served by Jesus and we learn to serve with Jesus.
耶稣将他的门徒聚集一起，教导他们怎样去服侍，怎样去侍奉，是彼此的服侍。耶稣将我们他的门徒和跟随者也都聚集到在他这个圣坛的前面，在这里我们聚集在一起，奉耶稣的名去纪念耶稣，我们跪低接受我们主的救主的 服务，他的服侍，我们是要接受耶稣。
This is how we learn to serve with Jesus, by being served by Jesus. His baptism, our baptism. His meal, our meal. Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve, as we are served by Jesus, to serve with Jesus.
这个就是我们是怎样可以学习跟耶稣一起去服侍，透过接受耶稣的服侍，他的洗礼，我们的洗礼，他的杯，我们受到祝福的杯。耶稣来不是为了受人服侍，而是为了服侍人。我们接受耶稣的服侍，才可以跟耶稣一起去服侍其他人。
How many quarrels, right? How many grievances and grudges would be avoided if we focused on being served by Jesus? There was quarreling and grudging and fighting among those first disciples. We see it in our gospel reading. And Jesus gathers them as one in the power of his service.
如果我们专注于耶稣所服侍的所有人，就会避免了很多的争拗、委屈或者怨恨。最初的门徒之间发生了争吵和争斗，耶稣用他的力量将他们聚集在一起，让他们可以一起去侍奉。
Serving can be tiresome, it can be trying, it can be hard to serve each day, it can even be overwhelming at times. And that's why Jesus gathers us today again. We gather one day a week here. Jesus knows our weaknesses, he knows our fragile egos, he knows our deepest needs, and he welcomes us again today, gathers us together at his table to kneel down, to be served again, by Jesus, his life, his power. In Jesus, there's power to serve.
侍奉有时可能会令人觉得很厌烦或者是很费力。每日去服侍有时会令人觉得真的很难以的承受。这个就是为什么耶稣今日再次聚集在我们一起，就好像他每一个礼拜一次一样。耶稣知道我们的软弱，我们的脆弱和我们的自我，我们最深的需要。耶稣再次欢迎我们来到他的圣坛，他的餐桌的旁边，跪低接受他的身体，他的生命，他的力量和他的服侍。在耶稣里面有服侍和有侍奉的能力。
Being great with Jesus means being served by Jesus. Being great with others means serving them with Jesus. It's not fancy, it's not complicated, but it's clear, it's constructive, it does change lives. The life of Jesus is that life of service.
与耶稣同在为大，意味着是受耶稣的服侍；与其他人相处和合为首，意味着同耶稣一起去服侍他们。 一啲都唔系花巧或者系任何嘅复杂，呢个系非常之清楚明确，而且系有建设性嘅。耶稣嘅生命就系服侍嘅生命。
As Jesus gathers us again today, as we learn from Jesus who serves us about teaching others, as we come forward to be served by Jesus here, his Lord's Supper, think about, right, who we can serve more with Jesus this week. Think about who we can serve more with Jesus on Monday to Saturday, who really needs it the most in our lives. Because there's strength and there's power given today in the Holy Spirit, this strength this Sunday, a day set apart for Jesus to gather us and serve us.
当耶稣今日再将我们聚集在一起的时候，他教导我们怎样透过先在圣餐里面去服侍我们，让我们可以去服侍其他的人。当我们来到参加圣餐的时候，想想这个礼拜我们怎样能够更多的去侍奉耶稣，想想星期一至星期六我们怎样去跟耶稣一起去服侍或者帮助其他的人。今天这个主日我们被赐给服侍去侍奉的力量，是等耶稣来到，首先我们要接受耶稣来到服侍我们。
阿们。
阿们。